Ophthalmologic and audiologic problems in beta thalassemia patients treated with prolonged chelation therapy. Introduction. Hearing loss is observed in a large percentage of patients during intensive DFO therapy. The defect is correlated with the total monthly dose of DFO received, and it is more frequent in younger patients with low serum ferritin levels. The hearing defect should be detected early, performing an audiogram at least yearly or whenever symptoms, even subtle, are reported. Cataract has developed in some experimental animals treated with deferoxamine and have been reported on rare occasions in patients receiving deferoxamine. Before beginning treatment, patients should be checked for cataracts by an ophthalmologist. Thereafter, they should have yearly ophthalmology examinations. Patients who developed hearing and or sight problems are generally advised to stop the use of DFO for a time, restarting treatment at a lower dose once complications improve or disappear. Patient and method. 15 patients affected with beta thalassemia who received chelating therapy were evaluated for 5 years. They received chelation therapy for their iron overload due to transfusions. The iron overload was controlled by serum levels of ferritin. The mean age range of the class was 36.33 years, 16 to 63 years old. About 60%, that is 9 cases, were female, and 40%, 6 cases, were male. Of them, 8 cases, that is 53.3%, were major thalassemia, and 7 cases, that is 46.7%, had intermediate variant. They received DFO by intravenous and subcutaneous route on regular program. Questionnaires completed for each patient and variables as age, sex, serum ferritin levels, desferrioxamine dose, and duration of treatment and duration of transfusion gathered. All of the patients were referred to ophthalmologist and otolaryngologist. The ophthalmologist examined patients and evaluated them for changes in their retinal pigmentation, that is limbos or sclera hyperpigmentation, cataract, retinal vessel abnormalities, and visual side effects of DFO, such as visual loss, loss of color vision, central scotoma, night blindness. The specific ophthalmological and otolaryngological tests, including electroretinography, ERG, and VEP, that is visual evoked potential tests, also been checked for them. Otolaryngical examination, pure tone audiometry, and tympanometry were performed on the patients by an expert otolaryngologist. Sinuses, nose, and larynx of the patients were examined too. They were asked for problems such as tinnitus, vertigo, and hearing. Hearing changes depended on the times or places and deafness. SPSS 11 software was used for data analysis. Results were considered significant when the p-value was less than 0.05. Results. The results are summarized in Table / Figure 1. The mean serum ferritin level was 2,225 mg per ml, and the mean treatment dose of DFO was 40 mg per kg per day 4 or 5 times a week. The patient received on an average 6.06 years blood transfusion therapy, and it was 10.86 years for DFO therapy. VEP and ERG tests were negative in all of the patients. 2 cases, 13.3%, presented posterior subcapsular cataract, PSCC. The cases had not senile cataract. 2 others showed moderate visual loss that was improved after reduction of DFO dose. One of these patients had limbos and sclera hyperpigmentation too. There was no significant relation between DFO dose and presentation of cataract. P is equal to 0.495, visual loss P is equal to 0.109, and hyperpigmentation P is equal to 0.289. Also, there was no correlation between ophthalmologic problems and duration of DFO therapy or transfusion. There was no significant correlation between serum ferritin level and presentation of cataract and visual loss. P is equal to 0.415 and P is equal to 0.130 respectively. Furthermore, 3 cases, that is 20%, had chronic sinusitis, both frontal and maxillary, because of the skeletal deformities, and 2 of them had moderate epistaxis due to low platelet count. A mild bilateral high-frequency hearing loss developed in one patient, case number 8, who had abnormal audiogram with deficit mostly in high-frequency range, that is 4,000 to 8,000 Hz. This patient was on 50 mg per kg per dose DFO, and by reduction of DFO dose to
30 mg per kg per dose, audiogram showed partial recovery. There was no significant correlation between the presentation of hearing loss, DFO dose, that is P is equal to 0.209, duration of DFO therapy, that is P is equal to 1, and the duration of transfusion, P was equal to 0.912. The patients were evaluated for 5 years. The patient's mean blood transfusion date was 16.06 years, and for DFO therapy was 10.86 years. The discussion. We studied 15 regular transfused patients who were chelated with DFO. They received packed red cell every 25 days and DFO 45 mg per kg per day, 4 or 5 times a week. Only 2 cases, 13.3%, showed moderate visual loss, and 1, 6.6%, had mild high frequency hearing loss. As a whole, about 86.7% and 93.4% of the patients had not any visual and hearing abnormalities respectively. Likewise, Cohen in a study in Children's Hospital of Philadelphia noted that 94% of their patients had no evidence of drug-induced visual or auditory abnormalities. According to our results, the visual and hearing abnormalities therapy with deferoxamine are no longer related to chelation. It has been reported in higher frequency in previous studies, even though the patients received large doses of the chelating agents or who had only modest amount of excessive iron. In contrast, Karimi showed hearing loss in his patients, which affected 44.7% in the right side and 41.8% in the left side. They also noted significant correlation between doses of drug given at each episode of DFO therapy and hearing loss. In our case, hearing loss was dependent on the DFO, and by reducing the dose, it subsided, but there was no significant correlation between the dose of DFO and duration of therapy in all of the patients. Like our results, no correlation was found between duration of DFO therapy and sensory neural deficits in the same studies. But Gallant et al. In a study documented visual and auditory neurotoxicity in 42 of 86 patients with transfusion-dependent anemia who were chelating daily with subcutaneous deferoxamine. Auditory deterioration and improvement demonstrated steadily in individual patients receiving and not receiving deferoxamine respectively provided convincing evidence for a cause and effect relationship between deferoxamine administration and ototoxicity. However, patients who have diabetes mellitus or those who are being treated with psychotropic drugs may also be at a risk of developing such problems even if they are receiving correct doses of DFO. It has been proved that these conditions increase the access of DFO to the central nervous system. These findings are concordant with our own because those cases suffered from diabetes showed visual problems as cataract and hearing loss. In one study, 21 out of 104 patients, that is 20.2%, presented with high-frequency sensory neural hearing loss, that is SNHL, either unilateral or bilateral. No autotoxic factor other than DFO was present in any of the patients. Meanwhile, patients with SNHL presented with relatively lower serum ferritin levels than those with normal hearing. However, no statistically significant difference was observed. Either we used low doses of DFO, that is 20 to 50 mg per kg per dose, or because of the paucity of our case, only 15 cases, it seems that other studies with more cases are necessary for clarifying all of these discrepancies. Conclusion. The data implicates high-dose deferoxamine as a central factor in the pathogenesis of neurotoxicity, that is, visual symptoms, abnormal audiograms, or prolonged evoked potentials. Thus, careful regulation of the deferoxamine dosage and regular ophthalmologic and audiologic examination is recommended every 6 months in those without problems and more frequently in young patients with normal serum ferritin values and those with auditory dysfunction. A dose of 50 mg per kg is recommended in those without abnormalities with mild toxicity. A reduction of 30 or 40 mg per kg per dose should result in a reversal of the abnormal results to normal within 4 weeks. Moderate abnormalities require a reduction of deferoxamine to 25 mg per kg per dose with careful monitoring. Thus, we suggest periodic audiologic and retinal checkups and the low dosage of DFO, that is below 50 mg per kg per dose, given on at least 5 to 6 days a week for the prevention and prompt diagnosis of audiologic and ophthalmology complications, especially in adult patients. Because all our patients have been referred from Children's Hospital to our center and the beginning of the DFO was before our study, their pre-DFO status was not clear for us. So a complete controlled studies for DFO therapy side effects must be done before beginning of DFO therapy.